Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, January 13th, 2009. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We prepare these messages each weekday morning with a goal, we just prayed about this, of encouraging others. And today's message is a special source of encouragement, we pray, to those that might be burdened today. It's titled, Lay Your Burdens Down. Two scripture texts are used, one from the Old Testament, the other from the New, Psalm 68, verse 19, and Matthew 11, verse 28.
Praise be to the Lord, to God our Savior, who daily bears our burdens. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest.
One of our favorite writers is Robert J. Morgan, a pastor in Tennessee. He recently shared an interesting illustration on his blog. He was on a long trip and was very travel-weary. He saw a long, moving sidewalk and he got on it. From his experience, he made an interesting observation. He had a bag in each hand, but in his fatigue, he didn't even think to set them down as he rode upon the moving sidewalk. I quote him here, "I was still carrying my load while the moving sidewalk was carrying me. Not until halfway down the hall did I have the presence of mind to release my bags and let the moving sidewalk carry them too," end quote. Well, I can identify with Morgan's illustration. Although in regard to my burdens, I tend to set them down, that would be trust, and then pick them back up again, which is doubt. As we write this devotional today, we consider several we know who face heavy burdens.
Jared, a young friend, faces surgery on Thursday in regard to a cancerous condition. Several friends were recently laid off from their jobs and are working through the accompanying uncertainties, and we've been talking with them and praying for them. Just recently, I counseled and prayed with a heavily burdened Christian woman whose husband has Alzheimer's. She gave up their home so that he could get proper care in a nursing home. But now his condition has worsened and he needs to be placed in a specialized Alzheimer's facility, and that would separate them. It seems that some people's troubles surface, but then only go from bad to worse to seemingly unbearable.
Well, we could list so many more here today, and we know you could as well. Some of you are likely going through your own problems right now. You have a list of burdens that you bear that you're regularly taking to the Lord in prayer.
Praise be to the Lord, to God our Savior, who daily bears our burdens. In Scripture, God often emphasizes the unit of time we call the day. In fact, it's the very first unit of time that is referred to in the Bible and the most frequently mentioned, starting with Genesis 1:14.
We all sure know about burdens. Surely we can identify with the Lord's statement that, quote, "each day has enough trouble or burdens of its own." That's from Matthew 6:34. A commentary regarding the further meaning of the daily text, explains the further meaning of the daily text in this way. God daily carries us as a manifestation of his protective and sustaining care. Such an interpretation brings to mind Footprints in the Sand, written by Mary Stevenson during her teen years in 1936, as she endured major obstacles in her own young life. And I imagine many of you are familiar with that great poem. Well, what assurance this word brings. Believing friend, God is bearing your burden today. He loves you, and the trial you are presently enduring does matter to him. He is faithful and will see you through it. Don't try to shoulder your burdens, for the heavy load will surely break you. Instead, lay your burdens down at the foot of the cross. Jesus will meet you there.
Let's all pray together. Father, our faith rests in the finished work of Jesus at Calvary. Because of his tremendous sacrifice, our sins are forgiven and a place is reserved for us in heaven. We also find rest from our unending troubles in this life as we respond to Jesus' invitation, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Help us to look to you for needed strength and an overcoming spirit as we daily encounter challenges and ongoing burdens. burdens are lifted at Calvary, for that is where Jesus bore not only our sins, but also our sorrows. Praise be to you, our Father in heaven, who daily bears our burdens. Amen.
Amen. Well, we have a number of additional resources on the site today. This is the message that we prepared for Tuesday, January 13, 2009. We have a picture I just took Sunday of a beautiful frozen pond. It's actually on the way to the church we're now serving. And on that picture, I placed the daily scripture text. It's suitable to create as a desktop for your computer. In fact, I've done so. Just a reminder of God who daily bears our burdens. We all have several musical selections recommended today as well, and one of them is the song that really sort of prompted today's message, although I'm trying to think in my own mind, I think I began with the attempt to find another song. In doing so, I found a song titled Lay Your Burdens Down. In fact, on the print version today, I recommend that it be played prior to listening to it. So, of course, here in the podcast version, I can suggest you go to the website today, and it's available as an MP3, and most computers now play MP3s, and you can listen to a song, and I have actually typed out the words. I don't know who wrote this song, I don't know who plays it, I merely found an MP3 file on the internet to use. We have some other suggested music as well that may further reinforce the message regarding laying your burdens down. So today, be encouraged. God truly, daily bears our burdens.